Discovery Podcast. For those who haven't been here before, we're just going to talk about stuff, and I'll probably be awkward about it. Right, Mike? I did it. I explained it at the very beginning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now what?
Well, it's your show, man.
Okay. Hey, This is the.
Good job already.
I worried so much about the intro that I didn't remember. I didn't know
what anything else.
John,
that was the whole show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh,
someone's actually excited.
That's an asshole person.
An asshole person.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of. Oh, I don't. That's a.
Speaking of assholes.
No, that's a horrible. That's
mine's
a,
bleached.
Why?
You never know.
He likes the, what do you, he likes the smell.
You can just land on a deserted island and things might get weird.
Why on a deserted island?
Just to have
if
the
it's
weird,
a deserted, then you can't see your own asshole. I mean, who are you trying to impress?
Can.
Yeah,
you're on a deserted island.
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, did I say deserted?
Yeah.
I meant volleyball team filled.
and they might want to see your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys stuck on the island, or is it you can get off whenever you want?
I can't get off.
Yeah, because he's got a bleached one.
By the way, I was thinking because one of the comics brought up Lord of the Flies, and that book was missing sodomy.
No.
There's no way like 30, 12-year-old people going through puberty wouldn't have had some weird sexual things going on.
But you jumped to sodomy right away?
Yeah. They don't have to...
That's the
noise. It was all guys.
That's the noise we would make, though. Well, handies. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, but not.
There's no.
Wait, are you saying that dude stuff isn't just called sodomy across the board?
No, it's called love, John. Sometimes it's. Called
anyway, I want to see John's review of Lord of the Flies on a book jacket somewhere.
Or fine.
Are you telling me there's not any sodomy going on?
John, here's what we'll do. Over the weekend, I'll write a chapter for you, and you'll see. I'll see if you like it. Okay, I won't write it. I don't want to write about 12-year-olds.
Maybe on a watch list somewhere.
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't put it in there because like
maybe that's why.
Yeah,
probably.
Hey, you guys, check it out. In chapter 15, all these boys are underage. They get it. Who needs glasses?
That's true. I guess I would bet the initial reviews is like great book, but why the sodomy?
Yeah.
You can't win. You can't please everyone.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Catcher in the Rye have like masturbating in it?
What is happening?
I don't know. He looked up sodomy, apparently, and then his phone crapped out. All right. Sodomy law is a law that defines certain sexual acts as crimes. Oh. The precise sexual acts meant by the term sodomy are rarely spelled out in the law, but are typically understood by courts to include any sexual act deemed to be unnatural or immoral. Oh, that makes it
so worse. Anything is if it's not normal, it's sodomy.
Yeah. So
like you just
shocker is sodomy.
So
yeah,
you come in someone's hair, that's sodomy.
Yeah,
it's unnatural.
The hair?
Well, I mean, there's natural things in the hair then. But...
No, but the act is unnatural.
Oh, right.
The point. All
right,
I don't know. Monkeys before us.
Monkeys don't come in each other's hair.
They throw so many things. They gotta be. They like
just feces and cum.
You don't know exactly in what monkeys are covered in hair. They're not like, hey, watch me cum in my hand. I'm gonna throw it at a bush and then throw poop at you. They're not gonna do that.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're beasts. They'll do whatever they want.
Exactly. That's
I think monkeys are beyond the laws of sodomy. I don't think that.
No,
that
I'm.
We can't impose human laws upon.
Yeah, same thing with Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Where's the sodomy?
Did you what? I'm trying to think of what movies pleased you. Like you liked Monster. Monster's Ball.
Oh
you
yeah,
like, you like that movie?
Great film.
Yeah,
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Sodomy oh yeah, yeah that's
and
classic.
Then Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, sodomy and all the world.
Too much.
Yeah. Too much?
Too much sodomy in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, so there's a limit to your sodomy intake.
There's hardly any. You read the book, itself.
There's hardly any.
There's hardly any sodomy in the movie. In the book,
know,
though,
that's
it's
a
like...
That's a, I know.
John, do you want me to explain it to you? No, don't. I don't want to talk about this.
So Andy Dufresne gets raped a lot more?
Oh, shit, yeah. They talk about how he has to wad up toilet paper and put it in his pants so he doesn't bleed through his outfit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he was angry. Well, I feel like they...
No wonder he was angry.
Like, if it was a loving, intentional sodomy, he'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they did a good job in the movie of explaining it. Like, they're kind of like, and this happened a lot. You're like, yeah, I get it. I don't need to watch that that guy from Pet Sematary 2.
I like how you're like, oh, yeah, that's why he's that mad, because he got butt raped. But not the fact that he got put in prison for
a crime
that he didn't commit.
Right.
I'm okay with that, but the butt stuff, no, no. No stir.
Well, it made for a good story, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
Wherever you are.
Fictional, so.
Oh.
Do you think when authors write books and they write characters' names, do they assume people are going to fuck up the names? Because Andy Dufresne is like Andy, and then it's like D-U-S-F-R-O-N-E or something like that. It's like Dufresne. It's Dufresne. Oh, okay.
I don't think they assume that they're going to screw up the name. But
then why do they have to write such dumb names? Why don't you just put like...
Because if you put Sam Smith every time, they'd be like, why are you so unoriginal?
Well, spell the names like a normal person. If you put...
last name is strange.
I didn't create it, John.
Yeah, but it's a realistic name. So yeah. Not all names are easy to read.
Egan. Esser Khan.
What are you proving, right?
I don't know.
You're just saying our last names.
Yeah.
We were just saying that if you saw Roma in a book, you'd be like, oh, cool. Okay, that's a little different. I like that.
I had read somewhere that everyone's pronouncing the name Voldemort wrong.
You're not supposed to say it, though. That's the thing.
Well,
That's
the rule. They broke that rule in chapter 2. Don't say the name, what, Voldemort? Yeah, don't say that, Voldemort.
Well, I think maybe J.R. Tolkien. What's your name? Wait.
J.R. Tolkien.
Yep, J.R. Tolkien.
What's your name? No, what's your...
J.K.L.O.L.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K.L.O.L.
She's like, maybe she's like, oh, I want to write this name, but I don't want people are going to screw it up like Led Zeppelin, but like we put an LED because they wanted people to say Lead Zeppelin. So maybe she wrote it and like, oh, it's a name no one can say. And like, then these fuckers, if they pronounce it wrong, it's their fault because they're not supposed to say it.
Well, I feel like,
boom,
anytime there's a book, in my opinion, I feel like they would at least go to the author and go, how do you say this?
Everybody can't.
What do you mean?
For the audiobook, they would, you know.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they went to JK and went, how do you say this? And she was like, Voldemort. Isn't that how you're supposed to say it, Voldemort?
You're not supposed to pronounce a T at the end of Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Colbert. Like French.
Oh. French. Okay. By the way, that whole series should just be called Snape's Journey.
Snape's Journey?
Who's Snape?
Who's Snape? He just passed away.
Oh, spoilers!
Yeah, there's a new Harry Potter book out, and he dies again. But he survived the first series of books after being slashed to death by Voldemort.
I meant the actor passes away.
That's a completely different story because you said character.
You keep gesturing with that pen real close to my face.
Here, okay, I don't want to be a dick, but I'm gonna lay this out.
So don't gesture to my face with
Alan Rickman died. True, but then everyone's like. They're like putting pictures like, oh, here's
Wait, were you expecting us to go, no, that's pretty
no,
cool.
No. But like, do a better, people need to make better like little things like to remember him by because, like, oh, look, here's a quote. He didn't fucking write that quote. She did, and it's in the script, and he just said the line. That's not something he.
Yeah, but he made it iconic. Just like they don't, that's like saying when Bruce Willis says, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, they should put the screenwriter's name.
But, no, okay. But, like, everyone has pictures of Always. All I think of is Coca-Cola.
That's just your weird thing with Coca-Cola.
Why? Coca-Cola was always Coca-Cola before J.K. Rowling even knew how to write. Always Coca-Cola.
But for that fandom, that's
they don't
what
have
they know.
Coca-Cola in Wizard World, John, Mike, Chris. Fuck.
Who's Chris? Chris?
I don't know.
Are you doing another podcast on the side?
Yes. It's an inside joke.
Okay, but that for fans, that was the line, like for Harry Potter fans.
Always?
Yes.
Is a line? It's a word. How is what happened in it? What did
it's
he say?
The whole I didn't remember, so I actually watched the video where it's a big reveal that he still loves Harry Potter's mom when he's talking to Dumbledore. It's like a huge moment.
Yeah?
So it's like the pivotal moment in that series that shows that Snape was behind like everything in the Harry Potter series, that Snape with Harry Potter was along with the whole ride.
Okay.
It's a huge reveal. That's why they quoted it, because it's like one of the biggest parts of the book series.
I guess
I've never even read the books, and I know that.
Okay, it's fine. Do it. Do whatever you want, John.
I like when Scott is done with the topic, he just goes down to agreeing.
You got really ramped up about that, and I just like showed you why people you care about it, and then you just kind of buckled down.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, it's weird. Because like years from now they'll make another Harry Potter movies because they revamp everything and it'll be like in the
There's going to be out one. Next
it'll be 2138 or whatever, and like and they'll have like.
We're gonna be so dead. We're gonna be so dead.
We will. But then they'll have like.
Are you telling me they're gonna wait 117 years
to do a reboot
to reboot Harry Potter?
Maybe.
That's so long.
I hope by then it'll be just like you would just experience the movie.
When you turn it, they go and here's the Harry Potter series. Thank you. Mm, yes. I must go back to my cyborg life.
And you just plug in to a thing.
What kind of future are you guys thinking of?
We're going to be cyborgs.
We're not. Usually we'll be dead.
We have a computer in our pocket. We have things on our wrist. We have like we have things on our eyes.
Yeah, technically almost cyborg already.
Yeah.
Part machine. Pacemakers.
Pacemakers. Cyborgs. Yeah.
They have metal. People have metal legs.
Yes, they do. Proving our point.
The robots are allowed in the Olympics.
You have a zipper on your shirt?
That's not a robot.
Yeah, but what if it becomes sentient? It can murder you.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have a zipper story.
No, wait. Okay. Well, you both have stories about clothes murdering you?
I have a zipper injury story, yes.
I did not expect that when I said the zipper's going to be sentient. You both immediately had stories.
I was just thinking.
Rock, paper, scissors on who goes first.
Oh, his is probably better. Mine's all just right. Complaining about a movie.
Yeah, let's finish out with yours then. Yeah. It's terrible.
Okay, fine then. I was just saying. Did you ever watch the movie Maximum Overdrive?
Yes.
Okay, so all the cars and vehicles, the electronics become alive.
Yes.
But then there's like things that happen that shouldn't.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
That's it.
You wanted to bring up the plot holes in Maximum Overdrive?
Well, I was going to say because, how can the zipper kill me? I'm like, in that movie, a fucking car that had nothing to do with, the machine gun was shooting, had nothing to do with electricity. The machine gun was shooting, and I suppose this could just go, because it's metal, too.
Yeah.
Oh, within the laws of Maximum Overdrive, your zipper could kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree as well.
No arguments here.
Okay. Mike, how is your zipper?
So the other night, this is like the last week, I went home, and I was going to take a bath because it was chilly out, and I was going to warm myself up in a little bathtub.
Why are you scooching closer to me like, hey, hint, hint, take a bath, bath?
That is not the hint I was giving you. Okay. I was wearing my sweatshirt with my zipper on it, and for some reason I took off my pants first.
Yeah.
And my underwear first. And then my phone rang, and I went to okay, I'm not gonna answer the phone right now. I have no pants on. But I looked to see if it was an important call. And I went, now I'm gonna just take off my sweatshirt. So I unzipped it, and the zipper went down and just touched the tip, just the tip there.
Yeah.
And just like somehow at the very end of the zipper, it undid and redid real quick and did a little. We were like just a pinch right on the
what?
Like it like bit it like, and went motherfuck, and it didn't like stick or anything. It just momentarily, went, and I had a little teeny bruise, about an eighth of an inch bruise on the very tip of
the tip,
the like, very tippy front there. Yeah, yeah. So it looked like I went like way too deep, too hard, too fast, or something.
Some unsuspect. Oh boy. Couldn't say unsuspecting. Unsuspecting.
You still can't. I don't know that you
can. I have some problems with words.
Yeah. Anyway, it's better now.
I will have to agree with you.
It absolutely shocked me though on so many levels.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like I didn't think a zipper could redo anything. Like,
and then the reaction of when I hit it, like, did it cut something?
And it felt like, you know, it felt like an electric shock, but more so.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was. And then the fear like it latched on real quick. Holy shit!
Yes.
What? And then I'm good.
Right. that happened to me once when I was clipping my toenails once and.
The lead-in that happened to me once, and then we have a clipper.
Oh, right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the same reaction where I was like clipping like my toenails
with your pants off.
Yeah, with my pants off, and then a sweatshirt zipped. Okay, so it was an older one I didn't know. So when I went to cut my my toenail, the thing broke, and I thought that my toenail like snapped.
Oh, Jesus!
Like that. But it's the same feeling where like, oh god. Okay. Oh. There's no pain right now. There's no pain. Oh, it's a metal piece. Okay, but like it flew and it broke off, so it looked like I took my toenail and it was gonna bleed everywhere. Like I just thought I like snapped too hard. Oh. Scott, your terrifying story of your body.
I look in the mirror.
That was a good setup and knockout. That was good.
I can't think of any time like something really weird and severe like maybe worry. I stab myself in the hands a few times with pencils.
Stab yourself in your hands a few times.
Yeah, you can still see the marks.
Oh, like recently?
No, this was sixth grade.
Oh, wow, it's really deep.
Stab yourself.
That mark there, really? And then also this mark right there.
Looks like you did it like yesterday.
No, it was. It's this is these are years
it
does. Old.
It looks like you just did it.
There's like, yeah, I pretty much tattooed myself, like, because what happened was I sharpened my pencils back in days when we used pencils, and I put it in my pocket because I was in shop class, because we were writing, that's, of all the things in shop class to hurt myself on, it was a...
That's very true.
Yeah, so, like, we're, like, tracing things, and I stuck my pencil in my pocket, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to stab my leg, so I put the tip up, and then I forgot it was in my pocket, so I'm like, oh, I forgot this, and I just went like this, stuck my hand in, and went crack, and the tip broke off in there, and I was bleeding. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm sorry.
How'd you do in shop class?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I probably did all right. I'm here,
lost
aren't
a lot
I?
Of blood?
I don't,
nah.
What? You're here?
Like, I'm just saying I'm not still in school.
Oh. Okay.
One time, a kid threw a pencil at me from across the room, and it stuck in my shoulder.
What?
Yeah.
Did you sue him?
I almost murdered him. I almost beat his head in with a stool.
Almost? Like, how close? Like Ryan Dassey close?
No, like, he's faster than me, so he ran.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But you had a stool.
Yeah.
You were threatened.
Was he, like, a bully or just a person?
Yeah, he's just a cunt. Just a cunt of a person.
Is he dead now? I hope he's dead.
I honestly hope
he's unemployed.
At least.
This is the thing that pisses me off. A couple years ago was my 10-year anniversary of high school graduation.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
High school graduation.
Reunion. Yes.
Right.
Reunion. We had a reunion, and I'm like, oh, God. I was this close to wearing steel-toed boots, because I'm like, if one of two people show up, I'm going to kick them in the shin so goddamn hard. I was like, oh, I hope they show up. And they didn't because they're probably... I just want to see how shitty of a life they have now.
Also, you should end that sentence with, like, throw a punch. Like, if someone came up to me that I used to bully... And I didn't bully anyone, but I'd say I bullied people, and they just came up to me and kicked my shin and be like, I'm 28.
Yeah, but I might fracture their leg. It'd be great. They had a limp. They couldn't chase me.
Right,
but they're gonna know who you are. Yeah, you're at the reunion.
Police can.
But right, if I punch him, what's gonna happen? He might get a black eye. Big deal. But that shin's gonna bruise, and every time he walks, he'll think of me. He'll think of me. This is getting dark, John.
No, not dark. I just wish you could act your revenge, but like not in a weird way, like kicking shins.
Well, I'm just saying it was just in case.
Just in case I need to enact.
Like, I would, like, steal their credit card information, order a bunch of dildos, and, like, ship them to their mom's house.
Well, I don't know how long ago this was, but one of them, like, maybe, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, apparently he had a standoff with the cops. So he might still be alive.
Oh, okay,
I don't know.
Cool. So, all right.
I don't know. I should look him up on Facebook. Not right now.
Okay.
We're busy, right?
Yeah, we're doing stuff. Wow. So, hey, so we have some segments once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
The first segment is things that I learned.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
Ta-da. So, I learned recently, I'm trying to figure out, well, I haven't completely learned everything, but I want to. Feminism...
Everything. You want to learn everything.
No, feminism in general.
Okay.
I need to know the borderlines. That sounded weird. Like, for instance, I posted, like, on Facebook earlier in the week, I posted, I don't understand feminism because I don't know what mansplaining is. And then everyone put their own stupid little funny things. And like,
I'm sorry, before you go on, for a guy who's had a pencil thrown into his shoulder and stabbed himself, you keep gesturing real close to my face with that pen.
It's got a tip on it.
But regardless, you should know that you're not to be trusted with those. All right, yes, hands in pockets.
But I think here's the problem with the post you made, is that it's fine to ask for explanation in feminism, but you went to mansplaining, which was like a thing last year that kind of had treading for like a couple weeks, but it's not a real thing.
But I'm still seeing it, John.
Well, and I think Scott's question was the definition of is vague.
Yeah.
I still don't know quite
of
the
feminism,
definition.
You
no,
mean?
Of mansplaining.
Mansplaining. John.
Like, who does it to, is it men, the thing men do, or the thing women do to men, or is it a, I don't know.
Apparently.
I also don't really care.
Apparently, it's a thing that men explain to women as if they're children, but if someone explains something to me as a child, I'd be like, thank you, I did not know these big words.
Right.
It has not, like, for me, it has nothing to do with the sex of the person. It's just,
I think this is actually,
I'm a
like,
dummy.
This is an example. So say, like, you and your wife were, like, measuring something, or, like, so you were working on a project together, and then, like, she wasn't understanding. You would be like, let me tell you how this works. Hold the end of the ruler, and I'll tell you the length of the beam. Like, that's how that works. Like,
if it was
men doing that, like, on a consistent basis.
But if that was, like, my friend who's like, I don't get this, I'm like, fucking put the ruler down and measure.
Right, but
the
if
same.
You do that to women, some it can be screwed. It's like, it's because they're dumb that you're doing that.
But it's the both people are dumb. The both people don't know how to hold a ruler. It's a fucking ruler. You buy it for kindergartners.
But it's the tone instead of just being like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, can you just hold it like this? Like, I think it's more of like a sexist thing. Like, it's just kind of like assuming they don't know what they're talking about because they're doing this in this role.
That's sounds like double standards.
I found that there are actually two different definitions on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. This should be classy.
It says, originally this term was used to describe boorish men who felt the need to correct what a woman said, even on topics that the men didn't know anything about. Which would be the classic definition.
Okay.
However, the term quickly degenerated into a get-out-of-jail-free card used by angry women when a man dares to point out even the most blatant error.
But that's UrbanDictionary.com. That's not, I don't know if that's a...
You're right. There was another one. Okay.
What? Another one
the
what?
The second example he gave.
Yeah.
I do remember, like, that was kind of a fad for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's what I learned.
So you're confused about feminism?
There's so many things. I was telling this to Mike. You, right here.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking over the weekend. Like, everyone jokes about how white middle-aged men have, like, it the most easiest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's probably true because we don't have to worry about sexism and racism and all this other stuff as much as everyone else. But at the same time, everything that has led up to this moment is now on us, and it's our fault for, you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? What? I'm dumb?
You said now me?
He's talking. I'm gonna...
Yeah. What? Because, like, it's like what I'm, you know what I'm trying to say? Or am I making
no,
any sense?
I mean,
it seems, yeah, it seems that it's all a white man's fault in general. And we're just,
yeah.
Guy, we just,
because,
we just got here. Like, I don't,
yeah.
Because I did not do the slavery. I just got here. But, oh, but you have white privilege. Oh, yeah, but I really just got here and I don't know why am you feel kind of vaguely attacked.
Right.
But also then you're like, oh, you're privileged, so you can't complain. So then you're just stuck inside your shitty world and life going, oh, I can't complain because now I'm. You white privileged guy, you shouldn't complain. You got it easy. Yeah, but life is shitty for everybody, so we should be.
Right.
Able to complain.
It's like
okay. No, I get
it's like one of those things where, like, I'm not racist, I'm not sexist, I'm not what's the other one? Religious?
you're
anti-sodomy. I'm not gonna be anti-sodomy.
You're not autistic.
Anti-dentite.
Is that to do with dentists?
Yeah, it's
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Got it.
Anyway, you're not everything.
But okay, so but at the same time, like when everyone's like, I see all these things.
You're like panicking that you're going to be labeled as the person that's ruining everything.
Yes.
But you didn't do anything.
Exactly. But it's like people are like, article, this is what's wrong with the world. I'm like, is this what, am I doing this wrong? I'm like, am I doing this?
You're laughing. You almost hit me again with your wild gestures. No pen this time.
I don't have a pen.
Yeah, just. You know.
So now he has he feels he has the freedom to just
to wave his big meaty paw. Everywhere.
I think that's you overthinking it. I think no one's attacking you personally, but people who get called sexist and that sort of thing, it's because they do something to bring it on. Obviously, it's in the culture that men are sexist and racist and that sort of thing. But unless you're personally doing something, I don't think you should have to worry about it.
Yay.
If you know you're being, it's true though, if you think you're being a good person and you don't think you're sexist, then you don't have nothing to worry about. It's only if people are actively commenting on things you're saying or doing or other stuff. Like if women would be like, ugh, every time you're saying stuff about girls, then you might be sexist. But if they don't
girls.
React.
Girls, John, they're ladies.
Women are going to complain when you say things about girls.
It's like when I'm telling these broads to just get their...
Yeah.
Stop having their periods and quit complaining every day.
These dames' underwears are too tight. That's the problem.
It's that you just know that all the feminists out there are just on the... It's the time of the month. And they're just being evil chicks.
That has been lasting since the 60s. That time of the month is never going to end.
I feel bad. I just hope people know that was a joke I was doing.
Which part?
Yes, they don't. It's okay.
I felt.
This will never be released. Don't worry.
Don't worry. We are being broadcast online, though, so it could be.
What is that for?
It's the future
of the green room.
It's the future, yeah.
I just thought.
Oh, yeah, you gotta start dressing yourself up.
Yeah, we've had some watchers.
We've had.
Stuck around much longer than the watchers for.
Stand up?
Stand up now.
Who? Hello?
Camera or microphone?
So. Yep, camera and microphone. We're being, Twitch.
Twitch!
On Twitch, we're
excellent.
Being broadcast.
So, all of Kevin MacLeod's fans...
I didn't tell them. Oh, we have a hi from New York.
Hello, New York!
Hey, New York.
I love your pizza.
1680.
1680?
Yeah.
That's before New York was a state.
I don't know, that's just a name.
Maybe he was born January 6th, 1980.
It's probably his street address. Don't worry about it. Like, it doesn't matter.
I don't think they would be like, hey, I live in New York. Here's my address.
What was the first name on it?
AMQ 1680.
Oh.
It's unpronounceable.
Maybe AMQ is just the, you know.
Andrew Michael Quagmire on 1680.
And there were 1,679 people before who had that name.
Oh, it's Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Oh, I'm talking about six.
Uh-oh.
And if you have a question, just...
Ta-da.
Oh, is that the wrap-up bumper music?
Yeah. Probably.
We'll talk about sexism next month again.
We learned that Scott doesn't know...
Overanalyzes.
That's
what I do. It's my thing.
Okay.
You're very harmless, Scott. I don't think you should worry about being labeled as anything.
Even Randy said I'm charming.
Yes. He said some people find that charming.
Randy thinks I'm charming, John.
That's not the words that came out of his mouth.
Some people, you don't go, you know, some people, unless you if you walk into your room and say, you know, some people like girls
the whole room left. Like as soon as some girls like people.
Let's do that. Can we do that? Like, after this, can we go to a bar and just walk in and go, hey, some people like a. And then just leave.
No. Here's the thing. You have to keep saying it like every couple seconds until you see the last person paying attention. That's your soulmate. The last girl who's like, ooh, now I need to know.
You know, some people, I'm actually trying to say something. I'm not just doing the
bit?
Yeah. Like, wait, fuck. I don't know what I'm doing. Because if you walk into a building or a house...
You should open the door.
Great. You guys, you're right on top of that.
Go on.
Two of the three people on this podcast are on the same wavelength.
Oh, speaking of, so let's talk about this.
Okay. Yes, let's.
It's. Oh, God. See, okay. Now I'm getting all nervous. The thing is, I don't want to get interrupted because if I stop talking, I know John will jump in because he always has things to say and Mike always has things to say to keep things moving. But if I keep stalling, then I know I can at least think while I'm trying to get my words out.
Oh, okay.
What was I saying, though?
I don't know. You weren't saying anything.
Okay, you were saying when you walk into a room and you say some girls are, and then you had nothing else after that.
Yeah, that one was a mess. Wavelength. What?
Yeah, I said a wavelength, and you said, speaking of that.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay. Fuck. It's all gone now.
All right, next topic.
It's dumb. On Facebook, they had this, like, one of those dumb little things you click on it. It's like, hey, people that make you up, make up you. People,
oh, right. Oh, yes, yes.
Explain it better than me.
All right, I know what's going on.
Explain it better than me.
It searches through people, and it finds this person plus this person equals...
You.
You.
Yeah.
And it happened to be John and Mike.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes,
yeah.
I did too. Yeah.
And you're both like, oh, that makes sense. And I'm like, no, it doesn't, because with you guys combined, I'm like the negative space that you guys don't complete. Kind of.
I don't know that you're thinking like the best parts of me and John and putting us together. It's just like
us in general. Yeah. I would say it's like the best and worst parts of us are together would be you.
But then heightened sometimes, right?
No, because it's the mix of our personalities where...
But every time...
Also, it's not a real thing. I mean, that's not actual science or anything. It's just...
How do you know?
I don't actually know.
One time in college, I miss quizzes. Like
you're literally the first person to ever say that as a plus 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I miss quizzes. I miss 6 questions to eat up time for the teacher.
No, I meant like the online quizzes.
Oh.
Like
BuzzFeed has them literally every day.
Yeah, you can. They're still there.
Yeah.
Like, just go to BuzzFeed and go quiz, and hours of entertainment await you.
Because I would always take them in like in college, and then I had like a blog. And then I would post all my answers on them. I'm green. My swear word is shit.
Well, you've memorized the answers to your quizzes.
Some of them. That's all I remember.
Green shit.
I couldn't tell you one quiz I've done on BuzzFeed, and I took a mil.
Oh, when God kills everybody, what's it called?
Apocalypse?
I don't know.
Genocide?
One of the things,
the rapture?
Book of Job?
He did it, apparently, in the book. In the book, he did it.
Voldemort.
He did it a few times. The locusts.
Plagues.
Plagues. I was, yeah.
Oh, got there.
I was darkness in the plagues, John.
Okay. Why do you know these things?
Because I remember them. It's called
memory.
So you
were dark green shit.
It's like when you have too much Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Why are you downing Pepto-Bismol?
And looking at your shit.
Because you look.
I don't look at your shit.
You don't look at your poop when you poop?
Oh, mine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours? Not yours.
Did you ever... You're looking at me weird. John, have you ever pooped black?
Well, yeah, because I had one of those black whoppers like 6 months ago. No, was green. Shit. No, I've never pooped...
green, shit, darkness.
No, because it even says on the bottle, it says, do not be alarmed if your stool is black.
No,
after
I never really... I don't really have Pepto-Bismol.
I don't know what it does. What happens?
I have like fish oil pills and Tums. I don't really ever really use that.
Fish oil when you don't have a good stomach?
Wait, what?
Fish oil? You drink fish oil when you don't have your stomach hurts?
No, I have fish oil pills I take on most nights if I feel like my stomach's acting weird. Fish oil helps your digestion and then your body.
What fish is it?
I don't know. It's I do like burpless fish oil pills. It helps. It's supposed to be good for your
Billy
body.
Bass.
I'm sure Jacob knows a lot about it because he knows a lot of shit.
Jacob, you know a lot about fish oil?
Omega-3.
What kind of fish? What kind of fish to get the oil
from?
Oh,
there it is.
I have no idea. But what I want is a dropper. Apparently, my sister, when she was in med school, she had a roommate who had like a big bottle full of fish oil, but like actually like liquid, and she would just drop it into everything she made.
Oh, okay.
For a joke?
But I guess she has to get it at the Asian. No, for like health, and she had to get it at like Asian food stores or something.
Yeah, like you said, antacid, so it's good for your stomach. So if you eat a lot of sugar, if you feel like you're going to have like acid reflux or like some stomach problems, omega can help. Fish helps you with that.
That's weird. Do you think it's because they don't blink?
Probably. Yeah.
I have no idea how you made that goddamn correlation.
When you have like your heartburn, you're like, because whenever you don't feel good, you close your eyes. But fish are like, I feel fine all the time, so they don't have to close their eyes.
You're the most brilliant, weirdest person I've ever met in my entire life. Because I would never think that in a million years. That girl's wearing a sparkly top. Oh, boobs. Okay, all right.
That's sexist.
How about you snort some more Pepto-Bismol if you're the one that hits the lungs? Not that I would know. Yo Green's reading the chat.
What the hell just happened?
I think Anne's part of a gang.
From Anne or somebody else?
That's
Optiplex.
Optiplex, your screen name is amazing.
It is actually pretty cool. It's like...
I mean, it's not readable. It's OPT1P... It's terrible.
That's how the kids talk nowadays. The numbers, and they use numbers. Do you think it's...
Where do you want to hang out in the early 90s? The Optiplex?
Oh, I was thinking of Optimus Prime plus the Bowflex. I'm not strong enough. Could you? And his car's get bigger.
Cars get bigger.
cars get bigger?
I don't know, whatever.
He's just a semi-truck.
Yeah, he grows little cars on him. Extra cars.
Micro machines?
So...
Optiplex is gone.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, do you think there's stuff in the semi, like the trailer? What's in the trailer, John?
Nothing.
There might be a semi.
Oh, in the toy version, the trailer folded out as a battle station. And it would, actually in the cartoon too, it would break off and it would just kind of roll away, and then it was like their home base battle station. Like you go there and watch on monitors the battle happening. I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, or those like home base locations.
I don't know why robot transforming cars need another place with computers, but
probably why it wasn't.
I'd assume they have most of the thing on board. Yeah,
he's just a trailer.
Yeah, I mean the whole idea is kind of
silly.
If you think about it, yeah.
They're robots that, when they come to Earth, they just stare at machines and then can mimic them. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
But why are they old cars? Because they could have done anything cool, like, check it out, I'm a chainsaw, and there's, like, chainsaws.
It might have been maybe satire on the number of cars in our populace in the 80s and our obsession with cars, perhaps. I don't know.
I'm not obsessed with cars.
That's the thing. It was at the end of people being obsessed with cars, where like cars were starting to fix themselves, or you couldn't repair the engine. So I think people were saying like, "Hey, I think cars are not really in touch with kids. What if we make things transform into cars, and they have to work with them and want to touch them and put them apart and see what's going on?"
Or they might just said, "Kids like cars. Let's make them robots."
You know, yeah. You know what's cooler than cars? Robot cars. And then they made them, and then every
it was GoBots, and no one did. But then the Transformers went
really well.
I think the problem I have with robots is I don't like fancy robots. Like,
I'm sorry, robot like butlers.
Like when a robot is putting on airs. Like.
No, like I don't like the idea of robots. It bothers me when they're realistic. It's like, we don't need that. I want the classic, like, I'm a robot. Like, I want that.
See, I'm all about Ex Machina. I'm all for that.
I just want a big tin can, and he talks funny and doesn't understand emotions.
And I want a big titty robot.
I mean, you can look at the Day of the Earth stood still. It's a big titty robot. No, Metropolis.
What?
Sorry, Metropolis.
Oh, Jesus. I was going to say, what?
It's a big
Keanu
robot.
Keanu Reeves?
No. But, you can still have sex robots. That's fine. I don't care. But just, I just want to see the
I would say this. So when we get to the time, I feel like it's going to be in our lifetime where we have, like, synthetic robots as sex toys. Is that cheating if you have sex with one?
I don't know. Ask your wife.
Yeah, that is a question. I bet she'll have the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the answer.
Were you hoping for a different answer here?
I wanted, like, more of a discussion, what people thought.
Maybe like, if you and your wife had, like, a threesome with a robot. Like,
that might be worse, actually. I think that'd be worse.
Maybe. Would it?
Would it have to keep switching parts? Or would it have, like...
Like, what parts?
Like, she wanted to use it.
Wait, yeah. When I said threesome, what did you mean? What did you envision?
Yeah,
was I
going to add a dick?
Well, I mean, it depends who you're trying to... Who wants the threesome?
Me!
Do you want the threesome, or does she want... Does the robot want the threesome?
I literally just said me.
I know, but who knows?
Robot has no rights. We've all established this.
I don't know what you're into. You were talking about sodomy earlier. You might want to watch the robot have sex with your wife, and you sit there in the corner.
Over a fiction book.
You did bleach your asshole, too.
Yeah.
And we all know a robot loves a nice bleached asshole.
Should've? Could've.
That's a good callback.
It was a good callback. Hey, speaking of callbacks, where's, what's the... Hey, let's go secret time.
Secret. Secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then we'll fuck. It's got secret.
I didn't regret anything.
So this is the part where we just tell things that people might not know about us. For instance...
Was there more to that sentence, or was that the end of that sentence?
It was the end of the sentence.
Oh. It's good to end a sentence with a for instance.
Okay. Shit. Okay. This is true. So I don't want to go first, because I always go first and I feel like I can't give a good one.
Okay, I'll give one.
I don't have one.
I have no idea who I want to be president.
Oh, of the
Jack,
like, obviously no one Republican.
Bauer.
Obviously. But like not, let's not even talk about that. But like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm in a deadlock between Bernie and Hillary. Like, I have no idea who I want. Honestly, I don't know if I want any of them. And it's really weird to think that, to know that, like, coming up next year, there might not be one candidate that I want to be president, which is scary to me.
And yet one will be chosen.
Which one will be chosen?
Or if you watch some YouTube videos that I watch, none will be chosen because Barack Obama will declare military martial law.
Now, can I say, without forever. Any backlash, I would be okay with that.
Wait.
I think I might be okay now, with look, now, like, I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but like, if he just came like, yeah, I'm not leaving, I'd be like, you know what, okay. Like, if it was like Donald Trump and like Joe Biden, I think he'd be like, yeah, I'm not leaving. And they'd both go, Biden would be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I honestly think if Biden would run, I would probably vote for him.
John?
Joe Biden.
Boy, I don't, there's so many people's names.
Because, well, obviously the front runner, obviously our future president is probably going to be Hillary, but she's no different from any other politician, in my opinion. Not that I'm saying she won't do bad, like she'll do bad, but nothing like jumps out to me. Like, Obama jumped out to everybody. Yeah. Like, when that process came, everyone was like, let's go on the hope train. And then we got on and we're like, politics is bullshit. Like, I think it was a whole generation going, we're all fucked. Like, I think we all learned over this 8 years that nothing's really ever going to change. I think that's what we learned.
Do you know what's kind of sad? I'm 32. So that means really sad. 16.
You should have been dead at 28.
So 16 years. So like half of my life, a George Bush was president.
Yep.
So half of my life was being run by George Bush.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so?
Because Bushes were only in the office for 12 years.
Four and four.
No. Four, eight, and four and four. It was Bush for four, Clinton for eight, Bush for eight, Obama for eight.
Yeah, the first Bush was only in 4 years. He didn't get a relay. He did not. They could.
Let's go back in time. 8 years ago. Guess
that
what?
Did that ruin your theory?
Obama is going to be president. I just don't want Donald Trump. There's just everything on Facebook. I just, oh boy.
Like, I will say, it's like, comedy wise, it's great.
Sure.
Like, but like, I don't know how to react. Like, if November 5th rolls or 6th rolls around this year and it's Trump president, I'm like, I don't know how anything what's going to happen.
In 4 years, you'll go, oh, maybe we should. And then in four more years, you're like, oh, I guess we just continued on with our lives. It's not going to, like, either whoever gets elected, the structure of America is not going to instantly just fall apart. We're not just going to have buildings crumble and.
Because what's going to happen is that, say, Trump did anything and he wanted to do any of his policies, in 2 years, the Senate and Congress would just re-falter and all the Democrats would come back into power and they can't pass anything. And it's just a whole fucking cycle. It's bullshit.
I want a world. No, what is it?
A world leader, like a dictator?
I want It's a Wonderful Life type thing where I can, like, jump ahead a few years and be like, what's it like if I vote for this or this? And then, like, they show you. That's what they should do. Like a whole.
That's what they should do. You say that like they have that ability. They're just letting us.
I read The Dead Zone. He did it. He checked it. He's like, oh, he throws a kid. Done.
Much like Shawshank Redemption, that's fiction.
In fact,
exactly like Shawshank Redemption is fiction. It is both Stephen King. They're both.
Oh, have you guys read Needful Things? Is it worth it?
No, I feel like I did, but I don't know.
Let me work it.
No.
Turn the
foot.
Down.
No, it's not.
No, I haven't read it.
I saw the movie.
Oh, I thought you were saying no, don't read it.
No, I just when you said it, it connected. And
question, John. Why are you questioning this book of all of his books of like 60 books?
Because I'm 3 discs in on my audiobook of it, and I'm not into it.
It's a long ass book, man.
There's 20 discs on audio, which is super long.
Yeah.
You're 3 discs in, and you're not into it still?
No.
At all?
Early 90s, no. I think?
I might have read that.
It's the one where the guy, they get the souls that Rick and Morty did it. It's good.
Oh, I didn't know it was souls.
Well.
It's not true.
Disc 4.
You don't know anything about the story, John?
I remember watching the miniseries because Ed Harris was in it.
It's not a miniseries. It's just a movie, John. It's just a movie.
It's just a movie, John.
John, just a movie.
Wasn't it a miniseries?
I don't.
No, John, it was just a movie. It was a long movie. It was like a 2.5
TV movie.
No, John. It wasn't a TV movie, John.
Do you want to put money on this?
I have it at home on DVD, John.
Doesn't mean it's not a TV movie.
Yeah, John.
I'll bet you $1 it's a TV movie.
$1? I'll bet that then. That's $1.
Right. Jason's looking it up.
Shake hands.
I'll bet $1.
Shake hands. You gotta shake
hands. I feel like it was a TV made for TV movie. Because all of Stephen King's were. Like his mini series, like Tommyknockers, The Stand,
yep.
They were all for TV.
Shawshank Redemption.
That was a full movie.
Yeah. Oh, so. Just
whoa.
I just hiccup and burped at the same time.
Use fish oil.
I don't need fish oil. Does it say it was released? What?
That's another good point. I was the only one who did a secret so far.
So what?
That was the greatest thing Scott's done is be a dick. Right back.
So what?
Okay, I'll tell a secret. Hey, this isn't people. Hey, people might not know this about me, but I like playing a lot of video games, and I like.
Clap if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
In the box office.
Oh shit!
It grossed $15 million.
$15 million?
Alright.
Ooh, that's not a lot.
Was there another?
It bombed so bad it was basically a TV movie.
Oh, was there another version that was?
No,
TV?
It was just Ed Harris, and then the old dude was $1. Yeah. You can't really make money on TV.
That would be a bomb, right? I mean, in 1993, 15, 8 million? That's a bomb, right?
It was 15 million.
Oh, 15 million?
Unless they made the movie for like 5 million. Then.
Because I feel like it went like right to cable. So maybe that's what I thought.
No, depends how much they made it for, really.
Probably at least 20 with Ed Harris. Right, that was after The Right Stuff.
Oh.
Don't know what that means.
And Apollo 13. And
you didn't see The Right Stuff? It's a really good movie.
Is that the one that they find that they eat the garbage in the sewers?
That's... No,
I have no idea what
stuff.
That is.
Oh, that's the
that's
stuff.
That's the stuff. The Right Stuff is about the Apollo missions.
What is the... That's the song by Beck's New Kids on the Block.
The Right Stuff.
Right
what,
Stuff.
I'm sorry, what year was Needful Things?
93?
93.
Okay. That was the same year as Apollo 13, so Ed Harris did that, both those movies in the same year. All right, cool.
Yeah, that was good.
Looking at you. All
right, well, I think we're just wrap this up because we're running a little long. So, John, what did you learn today?
That you have no concept of feminism.
I won't say no concept. A little bit of a concept. I know it involves females.
Femmales.
Femmales.
Here's the thing about mansplaining that pisses me off.
You just said you didn't know where that was.
Yeah, but okay, so... So, like... Oh, God, I don't want to dig myself in a hole here. But, like, women, like, there's always, I don't want to say jokes, but they're always like, oh, well, they should be called firefighters, not firemen, because men is a male term. And then they always say, oh, history, it should be his story, it's her story, and, like, stuff like that. But why would you use mansplaining? Mansplaining. They could have thought of a better pun. Because you say man... Man, does that sound like X? Explain. Mansplain. X-man? Man's M-N-X? Man, it doesn't make... What? What? What?
What word would you use?
What word, yeah.
I'm gonna...
Good night, everybody!